Thanks, Kalen. It's 8:34. I'm Scotty O. Good morning. And we're talking about the Terry Fox run that's coming up this Sunday across the nation. Really is where the Terry Fox run is going to be held. We're looking at local events in St. Peter's and Sampsonville, Antigonish, Margaree Forks, Shetty Camp, Bedeck, Lake Ainslie. Terry Fox School Run will take place on September 22nd in local schools. We traditionally, oh, I lost her. We traditionally have talked to Sarah Boudreau of the Port Hawkesbury. Hold on, I'm going to call her again because I lost her. Of the Port Hawkesbury Terry Fox Run. And she's run it for multiple years. And
hello.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Good morning.
I lost you there before, so I got you back on. We're on the radio right now, so just to let you know. Right?
Awesome.
All right. So, Sarah, I was just telling people that you've run the Terry Fox Run in Port Hawkesbury, or you've been the organizer of it. I know, because
it's hard to run it when you're organizing it.
Yeah. Running the run is a totally different thing. But organizing the run in Port Hawkesbury for a multiple of years.
Yeah.
Right?
Like 15.
15.
this will be my 15th, yep.
Okay, and now that we're at 15 years, I know I asked you the question last year, and it brought up an emotional reaction from you, and I don't want to do that again. So I'm going to skip the question of why you continue to do that, and I'm going to say, tell me about what's going to happen on Sunday, and is there a hurricane sort of side quest coming up?
Yes. Yes. So crossing my fingers, I never look ahead that far. You know, we live in Nova Scotia to the weather for Sunday because we don't really know.
Yeah.
The plan is, as my mom would say, plan A is we're hosting it at the Port Hawkesbury Community Park again last year. That's the last place we were at pre-pandemic.
Okay.
People loved it.
Yeah.
So we gather at the community park. It starts at 1 o'clock. People can come, you know, quarter to one, you know, just before. We'll be there, you know, at 12:30 on taking registration.
Okay.
The events, the welcoming ceremony will be starting in around 1 o'clock. And we're going to have a couple options. So one feedback that I got from previous years is the walks through the trails people love. So if you want to walk or run through the Port Hawkesbury trails that go from the park to Tamarack and back,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have a water station up at Tamarack, that's one option. Or the other option is to run or walk the 5-kilometer Tamarack route, which, you know, takes you out along Reeve Street, up through past the cemetery of Old Sydney Road, you know, along the Tamarack, the new subdivision, and back down. So lots of different options for different abilities. If you want to walk, run, bike, wheel, you know, come as a family, come with your pets, your dogs, your running shoes, whatever you'd like. Just the more people we can get out, the better.
Of course.
If it's light rain, you don't even miss. Terry ran in anything. So
yeah.
if it's doable that we can have registration outside and it's kind of a light mist, we'll definitely be still at the park. If it's giving a heavy rain, you know, where people are just going to get drenched, we'll move it into the Civic Center, where we've been in past years, where we'll have the reception area there, and people could use the track in the Civic Center.
Okay.
If they want to stay dry. If there's a hurricane...
Plan C.
Plan C is if there's a hurricane, or it's not safe for people to be out whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
And we're saying, you know, stay home, what we would do is either probably postpone it to the next weekend, the 24th. That's the direction I'm getting from the foundation.
Okay.
Is that they would have a rain date for the 24th. Now, this is the first time ever I've seen them come up with that. So we're just kind of play it by ear, listen to Facebook, you know, the Hawk. Like, I'll keep you guys informed mm-hmm. the day of and on social media just to see where we're at. But plan A is the park.
See, it's one thing, Sarah, to say you have a rain date. It's another thing to say you have a hurricane date. And
that's right,
and as of right now, like you said, it's Tuesday. I've talked about this all morning on the radio. It's Tuesday, and we're looking at a Sunday model, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like overnight Saturday into Sunday. It's still too far out to say yay or nay. That it could be, it could hang a right and go right out over the Atlantic and never talk about Lee again, right?
Yeah.
Or there is that plan B or plan C, I guess, for the hurricane, that it could come directly over top of the quads and then nobody's going nowhere, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes. Yep.
as of this point, scheduled for Sunday across multiple places in the country, including the one in Port Hawkesbury that we have focused on this morning with Sarah Boudreaux, who is the organizer of the Terry Fox Run for the last 14 years. This will be year 15. And by the way, on behalf of everybody that's ever done a Terry Fox Run ever in our lives, thank you. Thank you. Because it does take people like you that have to organize the multiple runs. There's multiple runs across, never mind the province. It's a countrywide situation.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's all on the same day. And you think about the coordination that happens. And the amazing thing is with this type of event, all the money goes, but most of the money goes directly towards the foundation. Mm-hmm. If you break down how many cents per dollar, it's a large amount. I think it's one of the largest of any kind of charities because we don't get extra money to run this event.
Yeah.
It's solely on donations. So I thank the community of Port Hawkesbury and every the local businesses, Superstore, Sobeys, McKeegan's Pharmacy, they all donate for the refreshments and to kind of keep everything going and to spread the word, all the local media. You guys are integral at keeping this alive as well. So I really want to thank you guys as well for all of your support.
Well, no thanks needed for us. But I do want to say that you can go to their website, terryfox.org/run, to learn more of all these events that go across the country on the same day, keeping Terry's hope alive. That's basically the idea. And it's come to the fact, how many runs has this been now, Sarah? Just in general, do you know? Is it
how many years?
Yeah.
This is the 43rd.
43, right?
Yeah, 43. So, just for stats-wise, Terry Fox now has raised over $850 million.
Wow!
In cancer research. $850 million!
That's a crazy number.
Yeah. And, the neat thing about the foundation is the money goes to all different types of cancers. You go on their website and you kind of look and see what they're doing, and it's so much neat, innovative research. They've developed early detection for lung cancer out in BC, a new a first of its kind technology, mm-hmm. all due to the support of the Terry Fox Foundation. In Halifax, I believe they're doing some research on ovarian cancer and immunotherapy. It's really neat how it touches all different types of cancers and all different stages and areas of research to help support finding that cure or to help with people who are battling cancer. It's quite phenomenal when you think about what Terry started.
That number is 1981. Just bonkers. Just bonkers. $850 million. So, and I think what it comes down to, too, is that the fact that schools have taken on the Terry Fox Run, and the Terry Fox Run is done in schools, Terry's story is taught to young Canadian kids, as they're growing up. And everybody knows the Terry Fox story, for the most mm-hmm. part, right?
Yep.
Everybody knows what the Terry Fox Foundation is about. And when it's brought up once a year as one run a year for the nation, everybody goes, okay. And either you make a donation, you make your $2 donation, you make your $20 donation, you go for the run, you get together with the community, whatever you can do. I think it's always top of mind for people in September. So Sarah, I thank you for being part of it. Thank you for running it in Port Hawkesbury, for organizing it. I don't want to use the word run it, but for organizing the event. To all the organizers, I say it to Sarah specifically because she's on the radio with me, but to every organizer that's organizing a run, whether it's in Lake Ainslie, Bedeque, Shetty Camp, Margaree Forks, Antigonish, St. Peter, Samsonville, and the one in Port Hawkesbury, thank you to all of our organizers who have been out there putting the Terry Fox Run together.
Hopefully on Sunday, the clouds will part, and we'll have a wonderful day, and we'll get to see everybody out there.
I feel your optimism. But I don't think it's going to go that way. That's just my personal thing.
I'm an optimistic person. People who know me.
Right? I get it completely. But Sarah, between you and me, I don't see that happening from the models I've seen weather-wise.
We might be at plan B or C.
But we will let you know. We'll keep you updated. You keep us updated. The Hawk will keep everybody else updated. Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate it.
Awesome.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Sarah Boudreaux, the organizer of the Terry Fox Run in Port Hawkesbury, which, fingers crossed, will happen on Sunday, weather permitting. It's Brian Adams, Melanie C.